Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Today is the feast of St. Leo the Great, and I will say something about him a little later in this conversation. But right now, I want to take a look at the first reading for today from the letter of St. Paul to Titus, chapter 2, verses 1 to 8, and then 11 to 14. Beloved, you must say what is consistent with sound doctrine, namely that older men should be temperate, dignified, self-controlled, sound in faith, love, and endurance. Similarly, older women should be reverent in their behavior, not slanderers, not addicted to drink, teaching what is good so that they may train younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled, chaste, good homemakers, under the control of their husbands, so that the word of God may not be discredited. Husbands and wives, I want to say to you today, God wants you as a couple to show forth the goodness of God through your marriage. Show forth that God is working in your lives as you beg him to help you in the problems that arise in a marriage. Are you turning first to God or first to a counselor? You certainly can use a counselor, absolutely. But just for the first day at least, turn to God and say, God, help us. And if a couple is praying that together, even if one part of the couple is praying it together, God hears. But if you can pray for that together, that God reconcile any difficulties you've had, any problems you've had, he will show you a way through them. Please, brothers and sisters, God has blessed your marriage. He wants you to bear abundant fruit for the glory of his name. And of course that's children, but it's more than children. It's to lead them to God, lead them to know God and love God, and they'll learn from your example. So I really do encourage you. Urge the younger men similarly to control themselves, showing yourself as a model of good deeds in every respect, with integrity in your teaching, dignity, and sound speech that cannot be criticized, so that the opponent will be put to shame without anything bad to say about us. For the grace of God has appeared, saving all and training us, that's you, that's me, to reject godless ways and worldly desires, and to live temperately, justly, and devoutly in this age as we await the blessed hope, the appearance of the glory of the great God and of our Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us to deliver us from all lawlessness and to cleanse for himself a people as his own, eager to do what is good. You know, as a husband and wife, you could just kneel down this evening together and say, Lord, we really, just as on the day of our marriage, you blessed us, please bless us now. We have this difficulty. We have this challenge. We have a child that we're very concerned about. Please, will you help us? And then wait. I don't mean he's going to come down with a big horn and tell you what to do. But if you keep asking him, he'll show you through other people or through circumstances. There are a myriad, always God can use anything. But it's so often in that way that the word will come through someone else of what you are to do. I just want to encourage you. These readings are for you. They're for you. If your marriage is good and things are going well, then take the time to thank God. Don't just assume, oh, things are going well because we love one another. And you do. But we all have certain moments and certain times where we get irritated or maybe even angry. Please, turn to God. God will strengthen. God will uphold. God will show you the way. Psalm 37 tells us that the salvation of the just comes from the Lord, and it's true. Trust in the Lord and do good, that you may dwell in the land and be fed in security. Take delight in the Lord, and he will grant you your heart's requests. The Lord watches over the lives of the wholehearted. Their inheritance lasts forever. By the Lord are the steps of a man made firm, and he approves his way. Turn from evil and do good, that you may abide forever. The just shall possess the land and dwell in it forever. Doesn't mean you'll never sin. You'll make mistakes. You'll fail. Repent. Just say, Jesus, I'm sorry. If it's serious, please go to the sacrament of reconciliation. But don't give up on one another. Start over. The Alleluia verse for the gospel today says, whoever loves me will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him. They will dwell with us. Don't be afraid to do what God asks. And if you have a serious division between you as husband and wife, then ask someone who has gifts of counseling or helping. Please ask someone for help. Don't just let that anger grow inside you. Get help. It doesn't mean it's shameful at all. We all need help at different times, for different reasons. The wise person is the one who knows when he or she needs help and goes and gets it. So I encourage you. Let us take a look at the gospel for today, the gospel of Luke, chapter 17, verses 7 to 10. Jesus said to the apostles, who among you would say to your servant, who has just come in from plowing or tending sheep in the field, come here immediately, take your place at the table. Would he not rather say to him, prepare something for me to eat, put on your apron and wait on me while I eat and drink. You may eat and drink when I am finished. Is he grateful to that servant because he did what was commanded? So should it be with you. When you have done all you have been commanded, say, we are unprofitable servants. We have done what we were obliged to do. This is not a matter of pride. It's putting the Lord in the right place. It's looking to him. It's thanking him. And when things are difficult, say, Lord, here it is. I don't know what to do. Please give me wisdom. And just keep praying that way. In the morning or in the evening, whenever you can, just take some time and pray that way. And then watch over the days that followed. You'll be amazed sometimes what God will do for you. Please trust him, brothers and sisters. Please. I'm saying this because I think we're living through a time that is very, very difficult. The COVID virus has really cost us a lot. And it's caused the loss of more than 300,000 people. Somewhere in there, God is waiting for us to turn to him. To turn to him. Because man can't solve a pandemic without years of experience and learning how to make the right material that will help us to overcome the virus. But what we can do is be wise, do what we're asked to do by the state or by the town in which we live or by the country in which we live. Do what we're asked to do so that other lives are not taken away from us. Please listen to what you're asked to do. I know it's not easy, and you say, oh, I've got to get out of here. I know that. I know that feeling exactly. And that's when I just find a quiet corner in the sense of our convent. I find the chapel. I just sit there with Jesus. until I calm down. And then I ask him, please, will you help me? He's never failed me. It may be just that I know what I should do. Sometimes someone else says something to me, or I get an idea in my head that I never had. But God gives me help. He loves us, and he wants you to love him. Please. And while we're going through this time, whenever you see anybody where you can say something, or on the phone, however you can do it, ask other people, do what you're told to do, so that we might all be set free. And if you say, well, this is important for me, of course it is. They're very important things for all of us. But let's do what God wants us to do. Pray for our neighbors, love them in whatever ways we can, and wait upon the Lord. Perhaps it is that he wants more time with us, and that our circumstances, though difficult, may give us a window of time in the day or in the night even, where we can just sit before the Lord and say, Lord, help me. And you know what? He will. The next day, something will be different, or you'll see something differently. Doesn't mean he comes down out of heaven with a scroll, but something happens, and you see God's hand in it. Maybe 2 days, maybe 3 days, maybe a week, but God hears every prayer you pray. And God wants us to be a country that is under God again. We want to be under God. I don't want to be anywhere else, and I don't think you do either. So let's please pray for our politicians. The rhetoric is very hard sometimes, but pay attention. Pray for them, all of them, even the ones you're opposing. Pray for them, all of them, that God's will might be done, because he wants his people to belong to himself. Who's going to bring us closer to God? Who's going to strengthen our faith in our country? Really faith, not just somebody we'd like to see in, but who can do for us what we need. Let's take this time over this next few weeks. Let's just take the time to pray specifically for the presidency. Pray for all those undergoing scrutiny right now who might or might not be elected. Let's look to them all and ask God, Lord, who do you want? Who do you want? Who most is in keeping with what I believe is the rule of God and the rule of the country? Who will most help me? Brothers and sisters, this is a very serious time, really, for us as a country. Please, don't listen to everybody out there, oh, I want this or I want that. Ask God. Ask God. Just say, Lord, show me. God bless you.
For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.